Shalom and good afternoon around the world from Stefan Yah Eber. Why the V in Yahweh, not Yahweh? This is about music. And the title of this is Intensive Media, A Twisted Culture. And I'm reading from my article, Media Infects Humans. Let me spell that word infect, I-N-F, as in Foxtrot, I-N-F-E-C-T-S. Media infects humans. The world is being polluted by being exposed to intensive media. Even in classical music, there's some of that going on. And we can all tolerate for a time, the high-intensity, ultra-paced, shrill, pumped-up movies and songs and commercials. We can do that for a while. The effect varies at different levels from person to person, depending upon our physical makeup. The intense media is intended to be a band-aid like some drug or caffeine to help you get through the day. The effect of intensive culture is strong enough to put you into intensive care. But who cares if you have free insurance anyway? It's all paid for. Wind up there in the hospital. Well, we'd like to give you a sneak preview about why we feel this way. Rock and roll, Christian rock and roll, well, that means rock and roll is backseat sex. That's what it came out of that from the 50s. You can redefine it if you want, but it still came out of backseat illegitimate sex, fornication and adultery that happened back in the drive-ins there in the 1950s and 60s. There's still a drive-in or two left, and I think they're playing better movies than that in these days, but it still goes on, though, doesn't it? But that rock and roll, that was the sensation that they experienced. The website that I'm going to give you, though, doesn't rock and roll, but they've become an authority. They've done deep research into the subject of the music. You know, I used to think that it was just the lyrics that were bad, or if they ran the lyrics backwards enough times and subliminally that it would affect you, and it would, but I ignored the beat. I was a disc jockey for 25, 30 years, but it's more than just the lyrics. It's more than just the beat, too, but the lyrics are the beat is very important, so we're going to study about that somewhat here, and you'll be surprised, you'd be shocked how much difference there is with the beat. Now, it also varies from person to person. If I don't say that later, it does depend upon your physical and mental and emotional makeup on how things affect you. For example, I used to listen to rock and roll, and there was a lot of illicit sexual innuendos or inferring that sexual things were being done, and I didn't even know it, let alone I probably didn't even care because I was not a believer at the time, just baptized in the Roman Church, and I became an altar boy, but I was very, very serious about it, more than most people, more than most, but still I didn't have that discernment because I wasn't saved by the blood of Yahweh HaMashiach, the Messiah, and I didn't have his law in my heart, although he was calling me at the time, no doubt, Stefan Yah here speaking. But anyway, the website that I'd like to refer you to, and you can see this on our website, to link to him, or to it, and our website, Yahweh, not Yahweh, the file, regardless of what website this winds up on, media infects humans. Let me try the cough switch here and see if it works. There's no pause in my control here, so I'll be right back. If you don't hear me anymore, then it didn't work. So just like coffee, intensive care, intensive culture, intensive media is happening all around the world here, whether it be a classical station. The website is www.biblicalperspectives.com. Biblicalperspectives.com. And I don't agree entirely with this website or with his religion, with the man, but that's neither here nor there. His research about rock and roll is more than I would know, and I'm not going to steal it or obfuscate it, so we're going to use some of this here. Click on biblicalperspectives.com, and then click on the book's description and look for the book, Christian Rock Music, and the selection then you want. It may be kind of hard to find, but if you go to my website first and then to his, perhaps it will really help you do that. This is not found in the Word. We can't go to the Word and find out about music lyrics and music beats. We can only find the standards for that. You know, like Romans 12 says to present our bodies a living offering, pure and acceptable unto Yahweh, and that's just our reasonable service. So biblical perspective, books description, Christian rock music is the selection that you want, Christian rock. And also you can buy it. You could buy it in a bookstore. You could buy it off the internet, giveshare.org, I'm sure. And yes, they are an Adventist group, but don't let that stop you. Once again, I'm not an Adventist either. I attended one once, or maybe it was twice, and they had a pretty neat speaker there. But obviously, their doctrines are somewhat different when it comes to the 1844. You know, no one knows it all. So be on guard, and you are responsible for what you consume. Enter at your own risk. But don't be afraid to check it out. I don't mean that we should be checking out everything, because the Word says we're not supposed to be checking out, for example, not supposed to be checking out false religions, and studying every different type of Hinduism and so forth, and this ism and that ism and wasms. We're not supposed to do that either. So I don't want to give you the idea that I agree with that. Rock, rhythm, and response. Everything in nature, including the human body, has rhythm. There's a rhythm to our heartbeat, to our respiration, and speech. Scientists have discovered that even the brain functions in rhythm. Brain waves have frequencies that are influenced by physical and mental things, mental states. And the same is true with music, where rhythm is organized into regular recurring beats. Rhythm in rock music. Rock music reverses the common order of the beat by placing the emphasis on what is known as the offbeat. In the offbeat, the main emphasis falls on beat number 4, and the secondary beat is on number 2. Beat number 4 and beat 2. Now that's just a general rule. The first and most important defining and distinguishing characteristic of rock music is its driving, loud, relentless beat. I think the part that bothers me the most is that rock and roll means backseat sex. How about Christian backseats, illicit sex, and fornication? Yeah, Christian fornication. Yeah, that's it. No, it would be bad to do that. So the abilities to receive and deliver the gospel, to pray decisively and effectively, and to study scripture are compromised by rock music, depending upon who we are. Of course, somebody could say, well, it doesn't affect me at all. I think they'd probably be wrong. I believe you would be wrong. Psychiatrist Verl Bell offers, and we don't believe in psychiatrists, but we're going to quote them, a graphic explanation of how rock beat causes addiction. Verl says one of the most powerful releases of the fight or flight adrenaline highs is music, which is discordant in its beats or chords. The fight-or-flight adrenaline high is music, discordant in beats or chords. Fight or flight. Good music follows exact mathematical rules, which causes the mind to feel comforted, encouraged, and safe. That's good music, of which you don't hear that much. Musicians have found that when they go against these rules, the listener experiences an addictive high. They feel great. For a little bit, just like candy, you know, you could take a little candy, a chocolate or something, and you feel great, but if you sat there all day and ate it, you'd be dead. Well, sooner or later, you'd be dead anyway, depending upon your metabolism. Like unscrupulous diet doctors who addicted their clients to amphetamines to ensure their continuing dependence, musicians know that discordant music sells and sells. They themselves tell you that. As in all addiction, victims become tolerant. The same music that once created a pleasant tingle of excitement no longer satisfies. We started off with that soft rock, you know, and we are wound up now in today's high-intensive media. The music must become more jarring, louder, and more discordant. One starts with soft rock, then rock and roll, then on up to the heavy metal music. Actually, some of that industrial sounds better than some of their dumbed down, mindless, hypnotizing songs, and some of those church songs are even like that, that they're just mindless things that just repeat, 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 and sooner or later you've worked yourself into a state of hypnotism, actually, where the devil could enter secretly in there. The effect of the rock beat on muscles, rock rhythm, and sexual responses. All right, well, how about this title? Pleasure-oriented church music. Pleasure-oriented church music. The feel-good stuff. I was watching the House of Jacob, which is a great, great website. But before their service, they were playing some carnal soul music. I liked their presentation. They were professional and all. They had a neat black man who could really belt it out there really nice without getting too loud. But I realized that he was into the carnal side of it. Pleasure-oriented church music. The capacity of the rock beat to cause a sexual response is the most important factor to be considered by those who wish to transform rock music into a fitting medium to make it Christian worship and evangelism. Changing the lyrics does not eliminate the effect of the rock beat because its impact is physical, bypassing the master brain, the master switch. Ultimately, the question is, should church music stimulate people physically or elevate them spiritually instead? We're not advocating that somebody goes in and plays the broken organ with a bad 5Y3 rectifier in the power supply. Rock music is felt, not heard. Rock music is felt and not heard. See, I told you earlier, I confessed that I listened to rock as a teenager before I was saved, and I didn't listen to what they were saying. I was telling a nun about Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra with Summer Wine, and I didn't realize it. She says, "Well, what's it about?" And so I told her that it had to do with this man, this cowboy who gave the prostitute his boots with the little dealie on the back of the boots. What do you call that? But anyway, I was embarrassed. And she said, "Oh, well, yeah, that sounds all right to me." That was about 1980 or earlier, I think, 1975, that I had that conversation with what I thought was a fairly conservative nun. The problem with crossover artists. Rock music is felt, not heard. Melody responds to the spirit. Yes, indeed. Well, of course, New Age music might then be okay, right? Melody responds to the spirit. Harmony responds to the mind. And a rhythm, you guessed it, to the body. It responds to the body. So this is found on biblicalperspectives.com. And buy the book. Or you can download parts of it. Or chapter 3. We noted, historically, that rock music has gone through an easily discernible hardening process, blatantly promoting, among other things, a pantheistic, hedonistic worldview. Pantheistic, hedonistic worldview, an open rejection of the Christian faith and values, or of the true believer's faith and values as well. Sexual perversion, civil disobedience, violence, Satanism, occultism, homosexuality, and I can't pronounce that one, masochism or whatever. I never have been able to for many years. Biblical principles of music. The defense for the use of deafening sound in the church service is that, quote, God does not really care about how we sound as long as we make a joyful noise unto him. You know, there's that scripture verse there. Make a joyful noise unto him, Psalm 100-something. Since rock bands with their electronic equipment produce a powerful, thundering, loud noise, it is alleged that Yahweh is made very happy by such joyful noise. But try biblicalperspectives.com, and we hope you never have to go to intensive care, because that media infects us, infects heathen too, doesn't it? It affects true believers. So come, let us listen to and sing uplifting music and try to drown out the insanity of those worldly cultures. Turn off that so-called adult AC, Christian AOR. AOR meaning all over the road. Actually, it's supposed to mean album-oriented rock, but rock still backseat fornication. Turn off light FM, all over the road. We want to specifically select cultured music, not the bad classical dead hymns, but music with inspiration, even a little perspiration. Yeah, why not? Today's radio will make someone insane, depending upon their level of tolerance. That's why it's nice to go to a radio station on the internet, bostonpete.com, and he has a selection of about 8 stations there that are not actual, they don't have AM, FM transmitters or shortwave or anything. They have internet, I believe, anyway. I think they're on a few radio stations as well, so-called radio stations, but you probably can't get them anyway. But anyway, bostonpete.com, and I like to listen to 3 different formats there, the Danny Farrell, the Russ Butler, and a couple of other big band formats that are in there. Not that I'm old, that I like. I always liked, I've always liked all kinds of music, but you don't need to use me as your standard. The world is winding up louder and faster and more chaotic and intensive. Okay, you could walk into some buildings and some offices, and there wouldn't be any of that, and the people may not act like they're insane, but, it depends from person to person. And I also wanted to repeat that statement there about the defense of using deafening sound in the church service, is that supposedly Yahweh doesn't really care about how we sound, as long as we make a joyful noise, but... with all the proof here that Dr. Bakayoki presents, and Dr. Bakayoki passed away around 2009 or 2008, he has gone deeply into this. Said he didn't know anything at all about rock, but he did such great research that it would convince even the unless somebody is not a a person who is truthful with themselves, it should convince anybody, even the hardest rock listener would be convinced by reading this. Just like somebody who eats junk foods and then reads a nice article on the web, the internet, or in a book that how bad junk food is, and then you just keep eating it anyway because either they're addicted or they just made up their mind they're going to do it anyway. And even though we find out that certain MSG and Yellow 5 and Red 40 and monosodium and disodium glutamate and some of those things are bad for us, we go ahead and buy those products anyway and pop them into our mouth, and they wind up trying to go through the system there and can't quite make it, and might wind up in intensive care. So most of us are caught up somehow in the web of the culture of foods and music and so on. Go to Biblical Perspectives, look up the file Rock Book, and especially Chapter 5 and rockrhythm.html, if you will. Anyway, don't worry about the dots and all that right now. Read from the following, the late Samuel Bakayoki, Melody, Harmony, Rhythm, The Effects of the Beat, Rock Beat on Muscles, Rock Music is Felt, Not Heard, Rock Rhythm and Sexual Response, the rock group Kiss, very satanic group, and I used to hear their song Beth. It was really a nice, soft song back in solid gold year of 1975. One of the best-known effects of rock rhythm is sexual arousal. Rock musicians are well aware of the fact and exploit it to their advantage. Gene Simmons, the rock group Kiss, makes statements in the book by Bakayoki. On the rock book, pleasure-oriented church music, reasons for avoiding rock music, the problem with crossover artists, the pulse of the heart, and the rhythm of the music. And he has a chart there showing too much pulse, the body is sick. Too much erratic pulse, the body is sick. Too much rhythm, the music is sick. Or too much erratic rhythm. No pulse, the body is dead. No rhythm, The music is dead. Pulse under control. The body is well. Rhythm under control. The music is well. Copy and paste that URL of Biblical Perspectives into your browser and then hit enter. And that's anybody can do it. It's foolproof. Remember our disclaimer, no ministry is perfect yet. Scriptures discouraging close association with the media of the world. Scriptures, okay, here we go. Why not some scriptures? 1 Corinthians 5, now I have written unto you, not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such as one, no, not to eat. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate. That's somebody who, like a man who acts like a girl. Abusers of themselves with mankind. That could be all kinds of abuse to your body, sexually or with drugs or some other way. Eating. Abusers of themselves, mankind. Nor thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, or extortioners, or extortionists, shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. That's a really powerful one, 1 Corinthians 6. Ephesians 4:31. If you don't mind, we have a little longer file here because it's well worth reading the scriptures. If you're driving along or in the house brushing the teeth, or you're going up the old horse trail or something this afternoon, or maybe you're out by the swimming pool or out by a lake or something ready to take a dive. Just don't take a dive with the world, though. Get too twisted with their culture. Don't get twisted at all. I think all of us are pretty well twisted. So Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So that sums up rock music there, anger and clamor. Evil speaking, they do that in the music and the movies. Be put away with all malice, and be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Yahweh for Messiah's sake has forgiven you. Not that we establish the standard that Yahweh will judge us by. We don't do that, but say, hey, look, I forgave this person for taking a nickel from me, so you need to forgive me for having adultery with 25 different women. You know, no, we don't set the standard. We don't do it. Ephesians, no, he sets the standard. The standard is his law, but we need to have our mind, first of all, transformed by the renewing of our mind by reading the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. What is truth? Truth. Thy word is truth, Yahweh said in his prayer there in the book of John. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, evil speaking, the clamor and evil speaking. Ephesians 5:4. Next chapter, 5:4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. I often wondered and thought that it was wrong then to joke about things and tell silly little things, especially as a real young person or kind of have a sophomore spirit about them. I don't know if that's if that means that we can't tell any anecdotes at all. I don't know that for sure, but it would be better to err on the side of caution and to not make jokes, if this is, because he said, what's the punishment for it? It's unloving, not only to others, but to the Savior. 5:11 of Ephesians, so we go down to 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, or works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So we're talking about Yahweh's word here in repentance. Let's repent of our evil deeds. Shun profane babbling. I got on the chairlift with a Jehovah's Witness friend of mine. He was so drunk, and I felt really bad, and I pray for him. And I think that we've all babbled at one time or another. We didn't when we were not drunk. And drinking to excess is definitely sin, so we should not drink to excess, even though Deuteronomy 14, I think, says we're to put away a little money for the feasts, that whatsoever your soul would like to have the feast, some grape juice or or some of the wine for the older people who are not alcoholic, that they can not overindulge, but they can enjoy a nice fresh beverage, but not overdo it and come to the feast all liquored up. We all have to manage not only spiritually, we have to manage ourselves physically as well. Let the body get some exercise. And remember when you went to school, how they had you do some of those funny or those stupid exercises. then when we get out of school, we went to the job and drank coffee. And then we might have walked to work, but it wasn't like the exercise that we got at school. If you're able to get away or even quit your job and go to a small town somewhere, well, they'll probably find more problems there. Small town people, you know. We found that to be true, what they say, that they do a lot of gossip and damage to each other. But anyway, if you can move to a nice, more remote area where Yahweh's creations are obvious, where you can enjoy the trees or something, that would be better. The mind will become more separated, and you can become separated from the world's noise. You'll be blessed and feel refreshed. You can maybe buy an MP3 player and download some good music from some of these websites. We think of touring the Great Northwest. It won't be to Springfield, Oregon to see a strip mall or warehouse or 42nd and Main. Well, you could have stayed in downtown Detroit or any other look-alike area. Each state has its own heavenly places. Like in Washington State, lovely Mount Rainier. It's just a park within itself. You step out of the boundary of that national park and you're back into the world. But it seems like every time I go there up at Rainier that everyone is kind of in a heavenly state of mind. They're not only enjoying the beauty out there, but enjoying Yahweh's pure creations instead of the artificial ones, but they are also very peaceful. A lot of shalom up there, I think, is what I was going to say. So most of the Cascades offer a bit of heaven up there in the northwest corner of America, if it's still there, as to the hearing of this recording. See Yahweh's creations. We have to get away not only from the routine, mundane, gray surroundings, but especially from the insanity of the media. So find a good family thing to do or tradition. A good one, I say. Visiting a favorite place for picnicking or an activity. And get away from contamination. That's a great big word there, but it means to be separate from the world and not be contaminated by different problems in the culture and effects, how they try to rub off onto you. We don't want to be a machine that works 24/7. They want you to work, work, and too much. It should be just work when Yahweh tells you to work 5 days a week or 6 days a week, he tells. Well, see, even I try to cheat on it a little bit, and I shouldn't. So away with contamination and conflicts, and therefore let us keep the feast. Say not, in eternity, I will not have any regrets. Therefore, if I lose all of my rewards, I'll be so happy as long as I have my Savior. What if you will only see Yahweh Messiah only once? Some people will go up just once a year to praise him. Zechariah 14. Be with him in the throne room 24/7, if possible, with Yahweh. Thanks for checking in today, and shalom. We shall have another get-together soon.